USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North American Leaders Summit will take place in Washington today. President Biden hosts Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the President of Mexico. It's been announced our president will not be taking any questions from the media. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial are deliberating Thursday. On Wednesday, the defense again called for a mistrial because of prosecutors' misconduct. The claim is prosecutors withheld video evidence until after the defense rested their case. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but did say he was frightened by the media's bias coverage of the trial. Here's one racist example I found on MSNBC and their host, Joy Reid.
There's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears.
Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There are two high-profile murder trials taking place right now in America.
A pair of high-profile homicide cases continuing with, in Georgia, day nine on Wednesday of the trial of three men accused in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. William Roddy Bryan Jr.'s attorney, Kevin Gao, said even though Bryan was involved in chasing Arbery through a neighborhood as he was jogging, he was not directly involved in shooting and killing him.
And under those circumstances, we believe that he is entitled to have an acquittal.
Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael and Brian are accused of shooting the 25-year-old Arbery. The defense contends Travis McMichael shot the black man in self-defense after they wrestled over his shotgun. Meanwhile, the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide case in Kenosha, Wisconsin, deliberated for a second day without reaching a verdict. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Fox Nation Patriot Awards took place last night in Hollywood, Florida, honoring a young patriot, 8th grader Charlotte Bevan.
I'm proud to be living in America because we have freedom. We stand proud that the founders of our country have created a strong foundation for the generations to come. I've always been proud to be American and continue the legacy that was left behind by those that created our Declaration of Independence.
As the Biden administration continues to push their massive social spending bill, some Democrat lawmakers want to tap the brakes on it, as America is suffering from record inflation right now.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, are you as mad as I am? And I says, absolutely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The John Deere farm equipment manufacturing strike has come to an end. UAW union members approved the latest contract offer last night. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.